This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. This week, thanks to a short-lived computer glitch, a bunch of United Airlines first-class tickets were selling cheap online, like $50 cheap. Lots of people bought. One of those people is Brian Kelly, also known as travel blogger and airline rewards getting guru, the points guy. Brian, are you ready to play Silicon Tally, the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I was born ready.
Okay. 205 social security numbers.
Is that data breach?
Yes, in a way. Yes, it is. This week, likely presidential candidate Jeb Bush released a trove of emails from his time in office. And you guess what comes next, right? Unfortunately, by one analysis, those emails contained at least 205 unredacted social security numbers from his former constituents.
I actually just saw a headline, Jeb Bush doxed people this week. And that's what I was thinking. So
we'll count it. What do you got for me?
$59,862.
Is the amount of money a single person spent on buying really cheap flights from United this week?
Close. That actually is the value of the 8 flight segments that I booked, but I only paid $1,597 for those 59,000 in flights.
And are they going to honor the tickets? What's the deal?
So yeah, United has said that they're not going to honor the tickets, but the DOT has jurisdiction, so people who are filing DOT complaints may actually have the tickets reinstated.
All right, I got something for you. Zero hands, as in look, ma, no hands.
Is this have to do with bicycle riding?
That's not a bad guess, but I'm looking for driverless cars here. Starting this week, tech companies in the UK can begin testing driverless cars on public roads as long as a driver is present and ready to take responsibility for the vehicle. What do you got for me?
$1,787.
Would be totally full if it seated all of the people who bought first class tickets from United thanks to this computing loophole.
Not United, but another big American airline. So actually, American Airlines is starting to fly their first ever 787 starting this Saturday.
Okay.
And yes, I am an admitted aviation geek, so
right.
I am excited. I'm going to try to get on that inaugural flight.
Nerd out.
Nerd out.
I got onto a plane the other day, and I was shocked at how good they've gotten at removing your personal space.
Well, yeah, that's apparently in the back. I haven't flown coach in a while.
I haven't flown coach in a while. You had to say that, didn't you?
I'm the points guy. I'm good at what I do. You know, I maximize elite status and points.
Someday I hope to have as many points as you, sir. Brian Kelly, also known as the points guy. Brian, thank you for playing along.
Thanks for having me, and safe travels.